Welcome everyone. This is Tracy Holloway and I'm delighted to be with you for this Life Upgrade Heart Activation broadcast. This is the second one of these special events focusing on the heart. Though if you missed the first one, don't worry. There will be plenty to enjoy here and now. If you do want to listen to the previous one, then the replay is available and I highly recommend it. In fact, even if you've already listened, perhaps listen again. These broadcasts are delivered in such a way that you'll always hear something new and you'll get some deeper understanding or experience, no matter how many times you listen to the same one. Now, I know there are many new people tuning in for the first time to this broadcast, and you are very, very welcome to be with us for this activation meditation session through which we're going to all connect energetically and share this beautiful heart space. And so everyone, welcome. And we're transmitting across the globe this evening. There are many, many people from many countries tuned in, and it's lovely to see. I can see it all on my screen, all the little flags lighting up all around the world. So thank you to each and every one of you for taking this time out to tune in to your heart, but also to tune in to one another and to tune in and create this space, this heart-centered space, this caring, sharing space. We've got some great stuff coming up over the next few months, so stay tuned and we'll endeavour to support you to get the very most out of yourself and your life by tuning into these unique energy transmissions and being part of this wonderful, growing global community of heart-centred people. And community is so important. And when you find others who resonate similarly to you, that can be deeply nourishing and reassuring. The heart longs for that. And you're no longer alone on your journey. As you connect in light and thrive from being part of this supportive community, you're connected energetically through heart resonance. And when we consciously come together in this way, transformation is possible. Not just important personal transformation through self-awareness and awakened presence, but also global transformation. As we take responsibility, not just for our individual lives, but taking responsibility too for the world that we're creating together. Sharing a heart-centered vision where love, sincerity, trust and gratitude are simply a way of being. Supporting a much more harmonious world to emerge. Something that we can be proud of to share with our children. These special beings that are coming to the world right now that need so much love and so much support. You're an important part of the emergence of this new awakened world. As you awake, so the world transforms. Many of you are really starting to notice this now. Your lives are really changing. And that's wonderful to see and to acknowledge. And it's important to acknowledge it, to give thanks, to show gratitude, to have that as your way of being. As so as you're in your heart, in all of those interactions, in your day-to-day life, as you give thanks to everything that is given to you. And the more gratitude you show, the more you resonate at that heart frequency. The more you open up to the amazing offerings within this world. Take a few moments just to consider what your life's like right now. Are you comfortable with your relationship with others and the world as a whole? Or are there areas of conflict? Do you sometimes feel at peace and then sometimes get knocked off balance? Or does true peace of mind and peace within your heart seem unobtainable in this modern, fast-paced world? Do you know what deep inner peace actually feels like? Not just when you're meditating, not just when you're creating the space to find that peace, but as part of your everyday living reality. Do you believe that it's possible to have this peace, to sustain it, to live with it all the time? And what would you gain if you did? What would you lose? As the global shift in consciousness energetically elevates us from deeply ingrained memories, habits, and behaviours, all the conditions that held your previous identity in place are shaken up. This shake-up is an inevitable part. It can feel quite unnerving, as if the parameters of reality are shifting beyond your previous held comfort zone. A new you is emerging without doubt. More beautiful, more courageous, more adaptable, more conscious than ever before. It can sometimes feel as if you're wading through treacle or being sucked down by quicksand. That everything that you thought you knew no longer holds true. In fact, in some ways, you can wonder whether you're going crazy, as the identity that your mind was attached to, which holds all the stories of your past, as that starts to lose its grip over you, there's a strange spacious feeling, the new possibilities opening up to you. Start to ponder about what's really possible, what you could really create in this space. And you look back and you see the old you doesn't seem so appealing anymore. In fact, what were you thinking? Some of those choices. But once in the heart, a new truth emerges. A greater identity is seen, a less clouded perception, a more purposeful being. The old world of limited thinking is falling away, without doubt. It's inevitable. And as you deepen your connection to your true heart, so you'll be guided from that place to live the life of your dreams. And you're starting on that path. Or maybe you've been on that path for a while. And even if you've tried before to make things happen and they haven't, perhaps the energy wasn't quite right until now. In this post-2012 time, everything's very different. Things are possible, way beyond what they were previously. And so never give up on your dreams. Allow things to unfold in their own perfect time, and they will. So as the old world of limited thinking falls away and you do deepen this connection to your true heart, and this heart-centered connection starts to guide your life, your creative presence, manifesting your dreams. Not the superficial life that the cluttered mind believes it needs, but the life that resonates to the very heart of who you are. The true dream, the real you, the centered space, the empowered, purposeful view. Living in the heart will enable you to attract to you everything you need, or the most wonderful people, or the right situations, all that's required, the right time, the right place, just all slotting into place perfectly. Your true heart's dream can become manifest. Your super empowered heart knows exactly what you need, exactly what you need to be at peace, to be fulfilled, to have the most nourishing experience in this physical reality. It's always known. It whispers to you. And depending on how much you've overridden this intuitive wisdom in the past, your life will either flow or you'll disregard these whispers and unconsciously sabotage your success by getting in your own way. The biggest challenge at this time is to surrender to the true power you have within you, the light of all lights, the wisdom and intelligence that's at one with everything, that's intricately woven throughout all existence. The super you, the being of light who you remember you are when you step beyond the illusion and dare to face yourself fully. When you face the shadow and know that without it there could be no light. And so you become grateful for everything. The dance of life. The dark, the light, the sweet, the sour, the chaos, the peace, the old, the new. You embrace everything as one, to the totality of existence. You become one with it all. The heart brings everything together as one. The heart is the space where true creative harmony can be found, and when living from this heart space, harmonious existence is created naturally, flowing with the rhythm and cycle of evolution. Everything just is, and you can just be. No need to judge, to fear, to hold back. Like the endless power provided by the sunshine, giving its energy endlessly without asking for anything in return. The heart gives. And so you can give of yourself fully when attuned to the heart's true frequency. The light can be so bright. Life can be so beautiful. Unless you take up your heart's true power, you could easily slip into the stories of lack and doubt and uncertainty. Just excuses, really. To avoid stepping up and getting on with what you're really here to do. There is a calling through the cosmos at this time. The heart of all is calling you forth. And you can hear this in the heart. Attuning to the heart's true frequency will enable you to get clarity, to hear more clearly, to feel more peaceful, and to know what you need to do every step of the way, and to know when there's nothing to do, and to be comfortable with the stillness, the silence, the pause. Time to drop into a deeper heart space. If you haven't done so already, you can make yourself really comfortable. You can close your eyes, making sure that you're not going to be disturbed now for a little while. So as you can immerse yourself completely in this energy transmission, and open up and receive everything you require, everything you want at this time, for your own growth, for your own development, for your own journey. This is the space that you're creating. It's a very special and sacred space. you can create this space at any time. And right now, in this time, we're creating this space together. It's one unified field of energy transmission, coherent. You can relax into this space, regardless of the kind of week that you've had, the kind of day. There's nowhere else you need to be right now, nothing else you need to do. This is your special time to drop deep into your own transformational process, guided by you. You are energetically holding the space for yourself from the place of your highest heart intelligence, the pure frequency of empowered love. Imagine the light of that space all around you, enveloping you in softness, in love. You can see how much of this space you can create as you imagine how far and wide this heart energy stretches across the globe, out into the cosmos, from the very heart of the galactic center. The very heart of you. There is nothing in the way. There is space. Allow that space to be the space of pure transformation at this time. So that whatever you need on this day can be transmitted to you easily and naturally, without you having to work anything out, without you having to know anything in particular, without you having to do anything. All that's asked is that you surrender. That you let go, that you allow yourself to have this space and time. You do deserve this space, don't you? It is something that you long for in your heart, isn't it? To feel that oneness with everything. To drop deep into the totality of that which you are. To experience the expansion. To be present. And to know that you're one with everything. You do know how to surrender, don't you? To find that place within where you trust so completely that you can just let go. Just let go. You will always be supported. You are loved eternally. And the more you trust, the more your heart will open. And the more wisdom, intelligence, and guidance you will receive. Not just now, but in every moment. You're learning to trust more, to trust yourself, to know in your heart that you can let go. You can be part of that great flow. You can surrender to the grace, to the natural evolution. To this energetic transformation. This consciousness elevation and to the potential that you have, to live the life that you came here to live, a life so full of beauty, so full of love. The heart sings with pure delight. You would like your heart to sing, wouldn't you? To sing its own unique and pure resonance. So that your heart comes into alignment with all hearts. So that you're part of this great symphony, the orchestra, this great cosmos expressing itself. Graciously, triumphantly, creatively. A unified field. A coherent rhythm. You can allow yourself to drop more deeply. Drop more deeply into your heart space. The energy all around you now is supporting you to do just this. This is that moment that you've been waiting for. When you can access that frequency in its purity and in its entirety. You can guide this activation, bringing your physical body into alignment with the new heart, the empowered heart, the true heart, the heart that creates the new world as one. As you surrender more deeply and allow more completely, so you let go into an ever more expansive state of presence. Present to just how far your consciousness expands. just how huge this heart space is. There really is no limit to it. It's endless, eternal, as are you. Its intelligence and wisdom is like no other. And as you surrender, as you trust, so you harness this great guiding wisdom. Support your life, supporting your light to shine. You can access that greater light within you, can't you? That point of power, of presence, of totality. At the very heart of you, the very centre, the core of your being, the magnificence. You are part of a great awakening of consciousness. And as you surrender more deeply to that which you are, so this guiding wisdom will support you to live the life of your dreams in alignment with everything. There is a greater picture unfolding, a great story to be told. And at the heart of you, everything that you require to bring that story into being. The story of you coming from the darkness, through the challenges, through the trauma and the difficulty, the hardship. The anger, the pain, the frustration. It's not been easy. It's not easy. Wherever you are on your path right now, that place of darkness is like being inside a closed shell. Things can seem so dark. Within that shell, within the darkness, you can perhaps even lose sight of there being anything but that which you sense when in that place. When you're that little creature within the shell, not really knowing where you are, but something inside you drives you forward to start the process of breaking free. Some inner knowing, some kind of hope, some dream that but beyond the density of this wall that you find yourself up against, that there's something more, some spaciousness, some light, something that will bring you to life, to help you to grow. To enable you to evolve. But of course, you can't really know that when you're inside the shell, when it's a complete shell without even a crack. But that inner guidance, that intuitive wisdom, gets you to just start tapping on the inside, just to see if you could just break through a little bit, just to see if you could find just the smallest crack of light. That may have been a long time ago. You may feel as if you banged your head against that wall forever. You may have felt that that wall was insurmountable. It may have felt so thick, so dense, such a challenge. But you never gave up. Even at those times when you thought you were giving up, you never gave up. You may have had a rest. You may have just sat in the darkness. You may have worried. You may have doubted. You may have feared. But eventually you'd get back to it. And you'd see that little crack of light. And you'd know in your heart at some level that there was something worth moving towards. That it was worth the effort. That you had to just give it another go. And so you'd tap away at it some more. Well, I don't know where you are on your personal journey of cracking open that shell, but you know. What is clear is that beyond that shell is awakened presence, the light of all creation shining on you, enabling you to thrive. You can come into that space. Regardless of the situation and circumstances in your life right now, you're going to see yourself break that shell wide open and emerge from it once and for all to activate that within you. That clear sense of knowing how to do it, that it's possible, that it's worth it, and you see yourself triumphant in the light, recoding all the information that supports you to break through regardless of the circumstances and challenges that you face. You receive an activation from accessing the light of that spacious place where all the wisdom and information and intelligence is available to you. Once you've broke through the wall and you're able to at last stand tall and confidently face the sunlight and allow that energy transmission to pour into you, reaffirming to your heart of hearts that you were right to keep going, that you did know that there was something beyond that wall. That you have been guided all along. even the darkness is part of the story. Every time you think that you're banging your head against a brick wall, and you think that that means that there's something wrong, it's just part of the story. The story of your evolution. Your awakening to your fullest potential. Layers and layers and layers of all of this dense old information, creating a shell around you, around your life. The old you, the life you used to have. It's time to drop more deeply. With every breath that you take now, you're breathing in that light of transformation, deepening your connection to yourself, to your heart, to that wisdom and knowledge, intuitive guidance, which continually calls you forth to take those steps. Crack that shell, to tap, tap, tap away. To sometimes just sit, recharge your batteries. To sometimes ponder the meaning of it all. Allow yourself to have a moment of gratitude for your heart's wisdom and intelligence that's brought you into this space, this place of becoming more conscious of who you are and the potential that you have to move beyond all limitations. These limitations, the constructs of the mind, layers of this shell that gently, bit by bit, you'll move beyond. Everyone has their own shell. Everyone has their own challenges, their own wall, their own limitations, their own conditioning to move beyond, to expand beyond, to get over. We also have a collective shell of conditioned thinking, social construct, all of that which has held us back in the past is now coming to light, being seen for what it is, as we start to look from our heart's perspective. Not from a singular point of view, from a place of oneness, of unity, of love. Whether you're breaking through your individual shell, layer by layer, collectively breaking through the shell from the old world to the new. The process is the same. Just drop more deeply into your heart now than ever before. Your heart's true frequency is a guiding light. And this frequency is being emitted to every cell of your being right now, to bring you physically into alignment with that which you've come here to express, so that your dreams are anchored in the real world, that you're able to physically manifest that which you require to enable you to shine your light the brightest. Harnessing this new frequency into the physical body, it's what grounds you to the earth at this time. What makes it possible for you to create reality, to bring your true essence into being. So that you move beyond the confines of the limitations of this shell and into the light of true, authentic living, guided by your heart's frequency, aligned, attuned with the heart of everything. One heart. Allow yourself to sense the power of the heart. The energy of the heart, the space all around you that that heart energy expands into, so that you're right in the center of your heart, and your heart energy expands throughout the cosmos, with you at the center of everything. Your heart is having a relationship with all of the systems of your body. And at this time, the light, energy transmission of your heart's pure empowered frequency is going to activate all the systems of your body to come in alignment with this, anchoring in this frequency beautifully. Your heart is communicating intelligently to all of the systems, your respiratory system, your hormonal system, lymphatic system. Just see that communication. Sense the oneness, the shared vibrational frequency transmitted from the heart of you to the heart of everything and all of those systems of your body, rising up, building energy and resonating. Digestive system, and all the organs as well, the liver, kidneys, spleen. Just allow yourself to activate through the pure frequency of this space that you're creating. Just allow every part of your physical body to come into alignment, regardless of what health problems you may have had or be experiencing now. Allow the frequency to move throughout the entire body, regardless. regardless of whether you know where these different organs are or what these different systems do, just know that the intelligence of your heart knows exactly how to bring you into alignment physically, how to activate this frequency throughout the physical body fully. Bringing your physical body to the frequency of the new heart's earth frequency, the heart of the earth, the new heart of you, all resonating as one. If any parts of the body have been out of tune, disharmonious, in conflict, or not getting their needs met, then in this space that you're allowing, that you're letting go into, that you're surrendering to completely, that you're trusting fully, that every subtle need within your physical body can be met here and now. Feel the power of that activation right to the tips of your toes, your spine. The neural pathways of your brain firing up that new frequency, heightened intuitive activity being wired throughout your brain, wired fully to the intelligence of your heart. This heart intelligence resonating throughout every system now, bringing you fully into the present moment on a physical level. Your hands, your skin, your muscles, your tissues, your veins. Let this true heart frequency pump through your blood, flowing through the blood, through the fluid, through the water, through all the fluids of your body. It's like electrifying, bubbling and popping and fizzing. It's a reawakening, a reactivating, a fine-tuning. It's a celebration within your body. Your body's at last saying, this is what I need. I need to feel this energy. I need to ground it fully. I'm ready for it. Bring it into the cells. Recoding all of the information, awakening you to the potential that you have to live at this frequency always, in all of your interactions, in all of your relationships with yourself, with others, with the world. But firstly, how are you relating to yourself in your physical body? Are you allowing the free flow of this energy? Or are you resisting? Are you able to let go completely and allow this energy transmission to move through your physicality fully? Into every part of you? Or do you deny part of you, this love, this light, this energy transmission. Just observe. There's no need to judge. Just simply observe. Observe the flow. Observe the resistance. Observe the deeper letting go. Observe the tightness. Observe the surrender. Observe the contraction. Observe the deeper release, the relief. This frequency is moving deeper and deeper within your physical body, deeper than you ever imagined possible. This is the true heart frequency of the new earth. And your body needs to be nourished by this, to be sustained by this. Everything that you need right now, everything that your body requires, everything is met in this moment when you surrender to the greatest power that you have at the center of your being. Your heart is so powerful, more powerful than anything. Your heart is healing you, transforming you, breathing new life into you, breathing light into you. Feel the breath of life, the transmission of light, penetrating deep the very heart of who you are, to the biology of your body. You're beginning to reawaken, to recall, and to remember the very first time that you sensed that light within you and that you knew of its power. But somewhere in your body you resisted. Somewhere you denied. Somewhere you tied yourself up in a knot in the hope that you could hide. There is no hiding in the light. Everything will come to be. But at this moment of activation, you're given the most precious key. You can return to that moment when you first turned away from your heart, from the light, when you first twisted and resisted, contorted, constricted. In this powerful moment of total presence, you can observe yourself breathing the light into that place, into that space and releasing. Releasing yourself. Returning to the flow. Returning to that which you intuitively know. Turning to the light, to the heart, to the wisdom inherent within you, and saying thank you. Thank you for the guidance. Thank you for the love. Thank you for always being there. Even when I turn away and try and hide. Even when I deny myself. Even when I get distracted. Even when I get lost in the stories. You have the key. The key to your heart. And as you open your heart to this new awakened frequency, so this new flow of energy pours through, pouring through you. All those microscopic parts of you, aligning you to the macroscopic heart of you. No matter how far out there you expand, or how far within you drop and delve, the one consistent thread within, without, weaving everything together as one, is the heart, the true heart, the empowered magnificence that you were born to breathe, that you're here to surrender to, that will help guide your life should you allow. You're building a new relationship with your heart today. Take this moment to speak to the very heart of you, to be truer to your heart in words, in energy, in interaction than you've ever been before. Your heart knows everything. It knows you to your very core. It knows all your wishes, all your desires. What your heart needs to know is that you know that you're ready now to live true to your heart. So it is.